Hello, everybody. Yep, it's me again with another non-420 audio boo. I wanted to talk a little bit about Red Dead Redemption, which I bought yesterday just before HMV closed, which is funny. I just kept reading and reading positive reviews about it all day Sunday at work, and I was convinced. By the end of it, I was convinced. I was like, you know what, I gotta play this game. Because Wombat actually tweeted me back, because I asked him about the auto-aim in that game, and he said it was awesome. So I'm like, okay, you know what, let's get it. I'm gonna invest $60 Canadian in the game, and I'm gonna buy it. So I bought it, and I must say I'm not disappointed. It's a very, very good game. It does pique my interest, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. I'm hoping the same visual engine that they're using in that game will be used in the next Grand Theft Auto, because it's very good. That said, I do have some and hold on, before I do, I must say this is a contender for Game of the Year for me, but we'll see about that tomorrow when I pick up Blur, which, as I was playing the beta, I initially thought that this was going to be my Game of the Year. So, we'll see. We're having a good year so far with video games, I must say. Now, Red Dead Redemption has two things I don't like. The crosshairs on the auto-aim system is unfortunately flawed, because you can't change the crosshairs. It's just a dot, and I don't like that. I really wish they would have done it in crosshairs just like before with Grand Theft Auto. Although I do know that in this game you can't have body armor because, well, let's face it, at the turn of the century, there was no body armor. So, I mean, it was just what it was. Storyline of the game is interesting so far, too. I'm not going to spoil anything by talking about specifics. I will say, however, that there are some missions you do for some chick because you're living on her farm. Her name's Bonnie McFarlane. The thing is, though, all her missions have to do with ranching, like normal shit. I mean, people complain in Grand Theft Auto about how, oh, I just gotta drive from point A to point B and just, like, get someone and whatever shit. It's the same thing, actually, here in Red Dead, but for some reason, GPD and Wombat aren't complaining about that portion of the game. It took me a while to get used to the horse back riding in the game. Because it's far different than driving a car, obviously. But otherwise, it's good. The auto-aim system is good. I just wish it was a little bit more like GTA 4, where I could fine-tune my auto-aim, where I could kind of slowly, like, when I'm locked on a person, I can kind of move the right analog stick up a little bit, or fine-tune it, so I can shoot them in the head. And that's something that I've mastered in GTA 4. As well as the Battle of the Gaytonia and Lost in the Damned. And well, Red Dead Redemption is a great game. I really didn't think the game was going to be that good. Even Michael Pachter said he didn't expect the game to be that good. And it was. It's a surefire hit. People love it. It's got great reviews, and it's selling like hotcakes. And I'm very glad that Rockstar is making more genuine hits like this, because they, first of all, financially, they need it. And because I want them to keep making GTA games, I want them to be successful. So, anyways. That said, like I said, some of the missions you do are really boring. And some of them are really, really unnecessarily long. Like I said, cattle ranching and all this shit. I really don't like any of that cowboy stuff too much. But, you know, I am enjoying the game. The other thing that I would like to have seen is some celebrity voice work. The first person I'm thinking of who should have been in this game is Clint Eastwood. In some way, shape, or form, have him play someone, you know, a small role, and him basically being in the game. That would have been awesome, but I don't think they had that kind of budget. Anyways, I'm hitting towards the end of my line here, so until next time, I'm going to go edit some Cross Border Gaming 36, which we recorded today with Philip Wesley, and we'll see you then. Toodles.